Welcome to Floating Lifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And my name is Noah. I was about to do, are you ready for Floating Leaves Tea Podcast?
What was that part for?
The new intro.
But I mean the part.
Oh, that's people screaming.
Oh.
Thousands. Tens of thousands of people screaming.
Wow. I can tell. Uh-oh.
You can't tell?
No.
No. That's what it sounds like when I go up on stage and play my saxophone.
Thousands of people screaming?
Yeah, you wouldn't know because you've never been on a stage with thousands of people screaming for you.
It's okay. I'm not too looking forward. It's not one of my life agenda.
Okay.
Or at least I have to accomplish.
Yeah, I just wanted to be a rock star, so.
Ah, I see. Got it. Well, today I can just feel that we are going to have quite a delightful session.
Delightful.
So guess what we are going to drink.
Let me think. Is it Baojong Oolong? It couldn't be the new Baojong Oolong that just came in today.
Dude, you gotta fake more.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay. Try again. I don't know. What could it possibly be? I have no guess. So what tea are we drinking today, Shouwen?
I thought it's gonna be a delightful session. We're going to drink Baojong tea.
Oh, cool.
And it's a new winter tea.
Nice.
Yeah. So remember last session, I say winter is coming. The joke. And winter tea is coming. The joke. And oh, also, by the way, in Taiwan, when you have a joke like this, they say the joke is very cold.
Oh.
Whoa. Third one.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's good.
I didn't do that intentionally. I just want to let you guys know that in Taiwan, we call that the joke is really cold.
Cold.
Yeah. Han lang. Okay, let's come into the tea. So I just rinsed the tea.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. Just to let you guys know. I normally don't rinse tea nowadays. I used to rinse tea and nowadays I don't rinse tea. But since Baojong tea is really beautiful on the bouquet, I just want to rinse it and smell it. So here you go, smell the rinsing.
Yeah, I love Baojong.
But by the smell, I actually don't know if it's so we normally order farmer choice and competition style Baojong from farmer chain. And normally Taiwanese people don't put on the
they don't tell you what the tea is.
Yeah, it kind of just like,
I kind of assume that you know.
Go figure that out. And it's kind of too embarrassing to call them back and then which color is the farmer choice and which color is the competition, please? Oh, which bag is the Nantou Four Season and which bag is the Jinxuan? Normally, I got these two teas
so
shipping
really
together.
Every year is blind tasting.
For me,
yeah.
I'm like blind tasting a lot of things. This particular batch, we have our tea buyer friend, Mr. Chai, which I known for years before even I got into tea business. I stopped by his tea place and had tea. Since I was in college, and we remain our friendship and relationship. And when I couldn't go back, he go into Mr. Chen Farmer's place, Baojong Farmer's place, and pick up some tea for us. He will taste the tea with Mr. Chen. They are friends actually, and then pick up the tea for me. Mm. So I'm very grateful for his wonderful help to Floating Leaf Tea. So what do you think? This is I thought I picked up from my choice.
Let me blind taste this right now.
But the bouquet have quite an essence of a competition tea. But I think it's still...
It's farmer's choice.
Farmer's choice, yeah.
But it is floral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Very sweet this year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe you could talk a little bit on the first question. Well, first I get this question.
Okay.
But is it Baozong or... Baozong or no, it's Baojong. So that's the first thing. And then they say, oh, so what's the difference between farmer's choice and competition style? Right? Like, what does it mean, farmer's choice? What does it mean, competition style?
Okay. So Baozhong pronunciation is Baozhong.
Yeah. That one's easy enough to get across. I mean, the pinyin is so hard to tell from an English perspective. Like, okay. If you're just reading the ZH, what is ZH in English? There's no ZH.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. But you just say, oh, it's Baozhong. It's like, okay, Baozhong, got it.
Baozhong.
But the second question is more
sometimes
important.
Sometimes I think you guys will see as Puzhong, P-O-U-C-H-O-N-G, and
Puzhong.
Puzhong. And I have no idea where that sound comes from.
I think that's Wade Giles.
Oh, okay.
I think. Okay. Or maybe just some other.
Because in Chinese pronunciation, like Mandarin Chinese, is a Baozhong. And in Taiwanese language, it's a Baozhong. So, just so that you know. And so, what is farmer choice and what is competition style? We got this 2T from the same farmer, Farmer Chen. I met him in 2005. And he's just such an adorable farmer and an adorable human. And I said, as long as he's growing tea, I'm going to buy tea from him. He is so generous and such a delightful man in his tea growing. And it totally shows up in his tea. And so for as long as he's growing tea, I will continue to buy his Baozhong tea from him. I love visiting him and eating and drinking with him.
Yeah.
He will do he grow a cinnamon. Is that cinnamon or cassia?
Cassia.
Cassia plant is like a leafy plant, and then he will pick the leaves and make into a liquor. And then when we go visit him, we'll go across the street to a restaurant from his place, and then we'll eat. And he will always bring his own liquor to the restaurant. In those kind of restaurants, the restaurant owner didn't mind, and so we'll drink. And then normally, it's actually quite a. How strong do you think that is? Like
probably around 25-30%.
Yeah. So you don't drink a lot, you know. And so normally the farmer chain just left the bottle there to the owner, the restaurant owner. So I guess the restaurant owner doesn't mind.
Probably doesn't mind at all.
Because he just have the rest of it. And he's just a really sweet, very generous, you know, just give us wonderful food, wonderful tea, and wonderful alcoholic beverages too.
Well, first let's have a sip of the tea, and then maybe you can talk about the difference in competition style and farmer's choice.
Sure.
Yum.
Very sweet this year. Well, this is just a first impression. Basically, the tea arrived when we're recording right now. The tea arrived yesterday, as of yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon.
Afternoon, and our helper Sarah took a photo and texted me. Say, 2 boxes arrived. Oh, so something that they have arrived. So really exciting that some of the winter tea arrived.
Really strong pineapple note in this one.
Pineapple?
Yeah. Mm.
So more like juice this year.
Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Juicy.
Oh, it's really sweet.
Yeah.
It's almost like competition a little bit. You're right.
But not.
It doesn't have that. It doesn't have
that. It has a lot of sweetness and doesn't have that high notes.
Yeah.
That flower explosion. Aftertaste.
Yeah.
And the liquid is very smooth. The liquid feels more like a farmer choice.
Yeah.
And so there's focus a little bit on what both of the teas are from Farmer Chen, as I mentioned earlier on, and both of the tea are lightly oxidized. But within that context, generally speaking, our farmer choice got oxidized just a touch more. And focus more on the broth feeling. The broth within the context of Baozhong tea being light is just a little bit more brothy.
Yeah.
And a lot of light flower bouquet disappear. In exchange, there's almost a little bit more young fruit kind of a feeling to it. And competition style will be more like the general Baozhong competition tea. They are looking for a very clear and bright flower bouquet.
Bright.
Yeah. And so if you like your tea that way, or Baozhong tea that way, farmer choice is the tea, competition tea is the tea for you. And if you like your tea still on the lighter side, but have a little bit more nuance in the body, then farmer choice is the tea. Both teas are light though, just to let you know, because both teas are
Baozhong
tea. And Baozhong tea, nowadays with this kind of oxidation, is just not a heavy tea. Yeah. And sometimes we'll bring in a Nangang Baozhong, and Nangang Baozhong, I would say even more on the liquid.
Yeah.
And so if you really like the tiny little details on the broth, I will suggest you to try out our Nangang Baozhong tea.
But I actually feel the Farmer's Choice from Pinglin is the broth is bolder, heavier,
yeah. And then Nangang Baozhong is
softer,
yeah. and quieter too. So sometimes customers don't like the lineup of tea because it's too quiet.
Yeah.
And I really like that style of Baozhong tea because I can sit there and just like almost I turn into an observer and I watch how the broth is playing.
Very peaceful.
Yeah. And this season for winter tea, Taiwan looks like the weather turned colder sooner too. So that's why normally you don't see our Baozhong tea arrive. What is today?
December 10th. December 10th. Last year it was here in January. So
yeah. So normally it come out much later. Yeah. But this year we were able to choose the tea basically in November. And then it take them some time to sort it out. We also wait for the competition, the actual competition to finish, which takes about 2 weeks. And so we wait for the tea so that my friend Mr. Chai can send in all the teas together.
Last year we did winter oolong tastings in February. Yeah.
I see.
Everything was late.
Yeah. This year came out very early. And this is part of the fun part of the tea business. When a new season show up, it just, feel excited to know how the tea is going to play out, especially with fresh teas like this. What is this season? Oh, a little bit more rain, less rain, too dry, too hot, too cold, turn cold earlier. How does it, have the impact? And for me, this kind of tea, no matter if they are perfect or not perfect, I always feel like as a tea drinker, it's just to sense the weather.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To sense the weather and to keep looking forward to a perfect season.
Mm.
Yeah. And appreciate. I think this kind of tea is such a... Weather have a huge part on the impact on the tea result. And so for me, this kind of tea is a wonderful moment to appreciate what the human can really work with the weather condition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was the first year that I really learned to appreciate when the weather is not perfect and what the farmer can do with a tea broth. I think it was the second year that I was here and it was kind of a weak season.
Mm-hmm.
And the notes were not as big and not as complex, but the broth, it made it even more clear the skill of the farmer to bring out the juiciness of the broth or the softness of the tea broth.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
You know, to be able to work with that material and then still pull out something that's very drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really cool to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Drink this second infusion. It's really feeling like juice. With a juicy flavor feeling, like your pineapple feeling, but without the citrus pineapple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of that tartness. And then actually there's a flower essence kicking in on the aftertaste. But still more like pineapple feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the aftertaste too.
Yeah, the fragrance of pineapple.
Yeah.
Not the tartness of pineapple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes it's the opposite. It's the tartness of pineapple and not the fragrance of pineapple. Yeah. That stuff is really fun.
Mm-hmm. I think I can dig this tea this year.
Yeah, totally.
Overall, well-balanced, smooth body, nice pineapple fruitness in there. Mm-hmm. Baozhong tea is a very delightful tea to me because it's very direct on the broth presentation, on the flavor, on the notes, on the aftertaste presentation.
Loshan tea.
Okay, that's an insider joke.
Sorry.
You totally dropped my thinking.
That's what my job is not supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's direct. The tea is really direct, baozhong.
Yeah, yeah. Some. I think some of the baozhong is very direct. I think the Nangang baozhong is a little bit more, in a way, more quiet and more nuancey. At least the ones we receive. So I actually like pinning baozhong in like some situations. For example, a hot day, and you took this tea to hiking.
Mm. Yeah.
Can you imagine after the hike and you just have a thermos of baozhong tea?
Let me tell you something, sister.
On the top?
Don't have to imagine it. I've done it.
Stop calling me sister. You know, and or, you know, people work in like a really busy kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just have this tea around.
We have a couple friends that do that.
Yeah, have this tea around in the thermos.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's the perfect tea to quench the thirst and to, you know, so much heat and so much sweating going on. This is perfect.
I think I know at least three line cooks just come to the top of my head that drink baozhong at work. Just, and they don't know each other either. They just...
Yeah, they just chose this tea to do that. So, yeah.
I think of it like when I'm working outside or like putting something together or working in the garden or something like that.
Also a perfect
tea.
Something
like this.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Refreshing remind us of spring.
Yeah.
For example.
Honestly, even the Nangang baozhong is direct
and
refreshing in that way. Just the broth is not as bold.
Mm-hmm.
But still, so far for me, my experience with baozhong is it is direct in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then let's look at this third infusion. Really balance broth this year. I like it. And I like the aftertaste too.
Yeah.
It's not super bold, but the presence is there.
Yeah. Sweet too.
Yeah. Sweet tea. It's a sweet tea this year. But don't imagine it like sugar, okay? Sometimes when we mention the tea is sweet and people say, I don't like sweet tea.
Oh, yeah.
So that it's kind of like that essence of, I don't know, like fruit sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy came in, he's like, you're like, oh, you might like the sweet tea? And he's like, no, I won't like that at all.
Yeah.
I don't like sweet.
this tea, we mentioned it just because it's sweeter than last season.
Yeah.
How about that?
And some teas, especially roasted teas, can be very savory.
Mm-hmm.
Not sweet.
Yeah. And a little bit more bite to like more astringency, more angles, more rough angles as well. And then this kind of tea just feel overall more gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah. More spring-like, more garden feeling, you know, like happy spring summer day.
Making me hungry.
Oh, since you mentioned hungry, I also like this tea to drink before a meal.
Oh, aperitif tea.
Yep.
Yeah, just like the red peony.
Yeah, to open the appetite and clean the palate.
Mm.
You know, get everything ready to eat.
Yeah.
I actually use this tea. Yeah. And I use that more like a Oriental Beauty as a after lunch tea.
Mm. Digestif. I think I'm right. I think I got it now.
For digestion.
Yeah, digestive and aperitif.
Aperitif.
Sounds right.
Sounds right. Yeah, and if we are wrong, sorry. Yeah, we are just not very cultural in that sense.
Yeah, we appreciate corrections if you have them. Let us know. Email us at tea@floatingleaves.com.
Yeah, seriously, communicate with us.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have, we heard it from Facebook and Instagram, like some of you guys will say, we really like your podcast. And not to feed our ego, but just to receive that just make us really, really happy. We love this program. We feel like we are closer to you and we feel like we are closer to express what we care about tea. And we are closer also to let you feel how our tea session feel like.
Yeah, I talk about this all the time. I love doing this.
Yeah.
It's a really nice way to connect with people.
Yeah, so when you know, when you guys write back or and just say, hey, we really like your podcast. I just cannot express enough how much that mean to us, you know. So let us know. Let us know how you like it or even dislike it. I think I take
constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
Yeah, very well.
Totally. I'm always open to that kind of stuff.
Because they will make us, they make us do better.
Yeah, if you guys have noticed, my editing has gotten a little bit easier to listen to, I think. and that's thanks to people that have said, hey, I think you could do this better. I think you could change this, or, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because some of you guys are professionals in editing.
yeah, and I'm just totally going for it, you know, without much experience. So that kind of stuff has been super helpful for me. Give me advice for software to use, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. the sound quality.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, this is still homemade studio, so it's not going to be like 100% professional, but we do want to do better. After all, you guys are listening to this. We want it to be at least pleasant for you.
Yeah.
And so let us know. And also the content. I do like this structure, though. I do like it to be... in a way to just present you what can be with a tea session to us, how we drink tea and that kind of stuff. But if there's other things that you would like us to talk about.
Or think about,
just, you know, really feel free to contact us. tea@floatingleaf.com. It's tea@floatingleafs.com. And if you don't know how I say my own company name, just go to
the website. You'll figure it out.
And then you will see the...
tea@floatingleaves.com. Yeah, you got it.
And then now let's look at this fourth infusion. This, I like it. It's very consistent. I would say this is a very good daily drinker tea. Very well balanced. And then all the flavor, body... aftertaste still combine very well throughout these four infusions.
Yeah.
And still in a really balanced side.
Starting to feel buttery now.
Yeah. So if you know, work in a really busy, hot environment, this is a perfect tea. Or if you sometimes just want a tea that is just easygoing, in a lighter way.
Straightforward,
in a lighter way.
Yeah.
This is also a perfect tea. If you work out a lot, this is a perfect tea.
Mm.
Yeah. Because some of the easygoing teas are different, I would say. Mm. Like, you know, our Oriental Beauty, our Gaba Hong Shui, those teas are...
Even Lava San is an easygoing tea, but in a very different way. Yeah, this is really straightforward. I think that you told me that when I first started working here, Baojong, straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And that always stuck with me, and I do feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this will be a good tea to enjoy that way, and it's a good aperitif. Aperitif?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aperitif.
Okay.
And again, feel free to let us know if I'm like totally off base.
Like before the meal, kind of like open up the appetite, clean the palate. Tea, I love working with this tea that way. Yeah. Yeah, so overall, second day, the tea already opened up this way. As you guys probably noticed, sometimes we will tell you that a tea takes a long time to open. This tea seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah,
it's a specific Farmer Choice Baojong. Yeah, pretty fast. So it should just get better and better. We hope to list this tea in the next couple of days.
Yeah, along with its sister.
Along with sister, the competition style Baojongs. And then... as I said in a previous session, winter is coming, and I'm going to throw out my joke out there again. It's very cold. And winter tea, more winter tea will be coming. Like our high mountain oolongs. First arrivals will be Ali San and San Ningxi. They just told me they ship it out. And other high mountains will be slowly on the way. It's going to be quite a long winter. Wow, that is really
cold. Really cold.
Yeah, really cold. So, as I said, today, session's on the lighter side. I didn't, you know, plan to do something a little bit too traumatic, honestly. Sometimes I think our tea session can be a little bit on the, not traumatic, deep, really deep. Mm. And this tea is just delightful, and we should keep the theme this way for this Baozhong tea. And thank you for listening. Thank you for inviting your friends and family to listen and forcing them to listen.
Yeah, we're forcing them.
Yeah, and to check out our tea selections and to give feedbacks, please check out our website, floatingleafs.com. Until next Monday, happy tea drinking. Bye.
Bye.